It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Rain is still slated to impact the Dakotas, Minnesota, and many other areas in the Plains and Western Corn Belt as we go into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We not only will be seeing a risk of thunderstorms and rain across the region over the weekend, but we'll see some of that occurring before then. The risk of showers is with us already, in fact, for parts of the region, and as we go forward through the rest of today and tomorrow, we're going to have a risk of a few showers. Most of the precipitation that occurs during this time period is not likely to be all that impressive. We'll look for the moisture totals by the time we get to tomorrow night to run from a trace upwards to maybe a quarter or 0.3 inch. And there will be the potential for a few counties to come in with a half inch or more. But such conditions are not likely to be widespread. And the area along the common border of North and South Dakota in the eastern parts of our region as well as west central Minnesota will be most favored for some of the greater rainfall during this time period. But again, just a few counties are likely to be impacted. And then we'll wait for a new storm center to form in the U.S. Plains, and it's likely to evolve in Colorado on Wednesday night going into Thursday. That low pressure center is going to be slow and moving. It will shift into Nebraska by the time we get to Friday night or early on Saturday morning, and it will continue to work its way slowly to the east, northeast as we move on into the heart of the weekend. In fact, the original low pressure center dissipates and a new one forms behind it in Oklahoma and works its way northward into Iowa on Sunday, and we'll look for that system to eventually shift into the Great Lakes region. Because of all of this development and weakening and then redevelopment, there's still some potential that we might not have quite as much precipitation in the eastern parts of our region as was advertised earlier this week. But with that said, the whole system is too slow and moving, and so there is still potential that we're going to see some great amounts of rain in portions of the Dakotas. So we're going to continue to monitor this system rather closely. The rain totals by the time we get to Monday of next week are expected to run from 1 to 3 inches across a big part of the Dakotas, and that's sufficient to set back field work for a while. Now, the western parts of the region need a good drink of moisture, but certainly northeastern North Dakota and some areas southward into west central Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota did not need rain, and we're going to see some more of it coming, obviously. Temperatures will continue to be warm until the rain is on top of us. We'll look for a lot of temperatures over the next couple of days in the 70s, perhaps even a few lower 80s. But when the rain starts to fall more abundantly on Friday into the weekend, we will see those temperatures relax into the 60s and a few upper 50s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.